Hey folks, it's Dre, Tattoo Squid Podcast. It is 9 o'clock at night. I'm in the vehicle. It's a little chilly. Honestly, it's a little chilly outside. It's like April, April 2nd. And should it be warmer? I mean, I'm ready to bust out my shorts and show off the tats and tattoos. But the way the name of the we call, Tattoo Squid Podcast is not, spelled the way that you figure. It is TA2SQUID, not tattoo like a regular tattoo. Just to get that whole kind of thing out of the way. Also, April is Autism Acceptance Month. So anybody that you know that has autism, whether it would be, a lot going on as an autism or just a little bit, but from what I've been told, that autism has a lot of, levels, I guess, I mean, me personally, I'm not too familiar on the word and meaning of autism. I know I should look this up, but I have a niece. She is diagnosed with autism. So to me, my knowledge, I mean, it's, from what I'm thinking, because the way she acts, it seems like how we all act when we're kids, and, we act up, and we get angry, and, but, I mean, she is, fucking super ass smart. She loves to be the boss, she has to be the boss of everything. Whatever she says has to go. Especially when she plays games, she has to win. If she doesn't win, then there's something wrong with the universe. I remember when she was, basically a week old, when she was like a kid, baby, toddling along, I'm sleeping and wakes me up, and I think I said this numerous times, that I'm like a grouchy fucking bear. You wake me up at I'm sleeping, if I'm doing work overnights and I'm sleeping during the day, I'm like, do not try to wake me, because if you do, then I'll be like rah, just like not physically attack you, but just emotionally yell at you, kind of thing. But then when she wakes me up, I can't get mad at her. It's like, she goes hi, and it can't, because I call her the little Viking, because when she was younger, she would go into like arr, and it was like the cutest thing, so I called her the little Viking. Everybody's like, pumpkin and cutie pie and I don't know. I forgot what my mom and dad had, their nicknames. I think it's sweetie pie and there's pumpkin. I'm not sure. I gotta ask them this. But she knows that too. But she knows everything from where she lives, what's the phone number. She knows her dad and mom's full name, the street address, all this at 7. I'm 7 years old. I'm I just know that, cartoons are gonna be on Saturday, and I did not want to go to school. And I want to go outside and play, and kids nowadays, they don't even do that. I mean, and with the pandemic and everything else, you go inside and just play video games. But even before the pandemic, everybody's playing fucking video games, and it's not in with the whole world, just it's, you know, just like separation anxieties or some shit. I don't know. What else was there? There was like something else. Oh, yeah. Weird claps. Have you ever seen this? I don't know. To me, that looks kind of weird. There's like, you know, you got the basic clap. You cup your hands, you know, and then you know, you're like, yeah, clap, 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 you know. And then I'm watching Ridiculousness, you know, with shit, I forgot the fucking names. But I'm not angry. I get angry when I can't think of anything as it is. Well, Ridiculousness. You know, we call it, there's two guys, there's a girl, you know, they watch these, all these videos. If you don't know, you know, watch it. You know, it's like some crazy ass videos. But the guy, you know, he's talking to everybody else, and then when they finish, he goes, and they start clapping. He's clapping like his hands are just, I don't know. It's like, you know, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not making fun of it. It's just weird to me. You know, like, you know, my girlfriend does that, but I mean, not like, you know, like, you know, like does that, you know, kind of thing. You know, she just does it. You know, when she laughs, you know, she would go like that, like, bravo, bravo, kind of like, you know, like, it was a good joke, you know, kind of thing. You know, so then, well, basically, that's it for that one, as it is. But, let's talk about, I'm doing, like, a review. I see everybody else doing reviews, I might as well try to do a review. And I was watching, like, this movie. I love this movie. I forgot what year, but it's Necessary Roughness. Football movie, you know, like college, Texas State University, fighting armadillos, you know, they're trying to win games, which they don't, you know, it's, they had the biggest losing streak, you know, towards like the second to last game, you know, the second to last game we could, they tied, you know, which is good, but, you know, and then they're going to be facing the Texas Colts, which is like major, you know, major team and all that. But, you know, you got your, you know, key players in this whole thing. I mean, there's some, everybody knows like the ones in here, you know, as it is, you know, Scott Bakula, you know, plays Paul Blake, which is like a 30-year-old, you know, quarterback, you know, but, you know, he's like a farmer and everything else, you know, never made the game. You know, when his dad passed away, you know, in the movie, you know, gave everything up, you know, took over the family business, never looked back, you know. But then, you know, Coach Riggs, which is like the hard ass of the whole thing, you know, and Riggs, you know, Robert Lagoya, believe me, I'm going to butchering these names because, you know, some of these names are like, wow. You know, he figures what the guy needs is some kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Closure. You know, I need some closure. He needs to get into that big game and everything else. You know, and it ties everything together somewhat. We call it Caffrey Ireland, you know, Lucy Draper, you know, the place kicker, you know, makes a, you know, entices like the whole team as it is, you know, which, who is smitten is the Samoan center, you know, and his name, well, this is going to be a real doozy of a thing. Well, his character name is Mano Mana, you know, but his real name is Peter quote-unquote, Navy Tuya Sosopo. Say that five times fucking fast. Huh. But, you know, and then you got Sinbad, you know, is the junior professor at the college. You know, Andre Grimm. You know, you got Dwayne Davis, which is Featherstone. He can't catch a fucking ball as it is. Then you got the samurai. You know, there's a sergeant from the army. Mackenzie, you know, basically, you know, he doesn't believe in fucking pads, you know, and he just gets walloped. Who else we got on here? Well, Fred Dalton Thomas, you know, he plays Carver Purcell, gets Coach De Niro and Riggs together to make this team, and the team is like a Iron Man team, because they have to play both defensive and offensive plays. So it's not like they can have time to like rest. They're in there the whole fucking time. You know, plus, you know, you, like I said, you got Kaffee Ireland in the whole thing. But Jason Bateman, you know, plays the, you know, Jarvis Edison, which, not Edison, you know, that did the light bulb and everything else, but Edison, his father, where he owns everything, including the school that he goes to, and, you know, silver spoon in the mouth kind of thing. You know, then you got Banks, you know, he's like the short guy, the whole group, you know, he has all the heart, all the, like, the heart of a lion kind of thing, but he is like teeny tiny, you know, he can get run over, but he will have that ball, you know. Who else we got? Oh, Larry Miller, great comedian. He plays the dean to a fever pitch. I mean, honestly, he's like really mean in this whole thing. Tries to get this team out of control. You know, trying to dismantle it from the inside. Grade point average. Trying to get. That's how this whole thing turned out to be a, you know, like a Iron Man football team. Well, who else we got here? The Banks. We got the Carver. Aiden Grimm, Coach Riggs, you got Harley Jane Cossack, you know, Kozak, I'm sorry, which is Suzanne, which is one of the teachers in the thing that has the, kind of like the hots for Paul Blake, you know, which, and honestly, she had the hots for him years before when he was on the football team back when he was younger, and she became the teacher of said, you know, school. But he did not know this until she kind of told him about it. You know, but honestly, the guy that is like the Trojan horse of this movie, and this is my opinion. Basically, it's Manny Manu. You know, Manu Mana. You know, Peter Navy with the long last name. You know, he has the look. He's got, you know, like, the presence, he speaks well, you know, he's like the gentle giant of the group, you know, until you anger him, as he says, you know, you will anger me, you know, and he's like, you know, Samoan, he's like the runt of the litter, that's the meaning of his name, you know, Manu Mana means runt of the litter, from him. In the internet, who knows? I don't know. I mean, let's honestly check it out. Go on there and get me at, you know, Twitter at podcast TA2Squid. Let me know what you think about the movie. I love the movie. It is great. I mean, the other day I was watching Ski Patrol. Another, like, evening, you got George Lopez in there, you know, there's, like, well, that's the only person, well, George Lopez and the guy from Clue, you know, Colonel Mustard, which I forgot the guy's name, but I know he played Colonel Mustard, and the old man from Rad, which was the mayor, you know, in Rad, you know, again, it's like old school movies. You can't go wrong. I mean, you sit there, you can watch it, relax, have some iced tea, or, you know, have a nice cold beverage, you know, like Dripping Stone would have, like, some of the crazy flavors, you know, with on their podcast. You know, plus they'd be talking about that, you know. And who else? Hops Geek, you know, Hops Geek News, you know, they do their thing with the different kind of ale and thing and also people, I say get a whole bunch of Dunkin' Donuts. And let's try to get Dunkin' Donuts to go and partner up there with Hops Geek News. You know, because he's putting out there. The man's wearing a Dunkin' Donuts shirt and pants. The guy is a legend. I mean, I believe me, I bought a shirt, and I'm not saying what it is, but I am going to unveil it on Twitter. I want to wear it once it comes in. It has two things that I like, but I'm not going to say what it is. You're going to like it nonetheless. But also, like I said, follow me Twitter at podcast TA2Squid. Follow, become a follower of the Squid. I'm up to like 250 somewhat followers, trying to get to that 500, maybe hopefully get to that 1,000, mark. Also check me out anchor.fm/TA2Squid podcast. You'll see a whole plethora of episodes. I think this is 87. Yes, I think it is 87, yeah. And also Instagram. You go to Instagram, you go to TA2Squid.podcast. And also check all other, where podcasts are available. Whatever you go to, Google, Apple, Breaker, Cast, iHeart, Spotify, but and there's anchor.fm, which is really a cool host as it is too. Helps me out a lot, gets me to all you lovely people, lovely Squid followers. Not Hydra, no, but shout out to like all the other podcast people out there, the familia, that we're all on Twitter there. We always listen to each other's stuff, and there's a lot of cool, check out my stuff as well, but also check out, Dripping Stone, Glazing, I'm sorry, Classical Glazing, Next on Stage One is also a great one. All the backstories of strippers and the crazy stories on there. Hops Geek News. What else? Like I said, there's like a plethora of different stuff and whether you like horror, beer, whiskey, stripping, classical, like reading books, which honestly, she's got like the soulful voice ever. Classical Glazing. There's like some and Misfits and Mysteries. That is like their logo is just fucking crazy. It's just like the picture alone, I can learn a lot from these people. I just started out, at the beginning, almost the beginning of the pandemic, because excuse me, that's not COVID, no. Because I was like trying to figure out something to do, because people were gonna be indoors and everybody's like not trying to go out and buying up toilet paper and getting all the stuff that you sanitizers and everything else, you know, like, and even the stores were getting, like, run down with, like, food. It's like, you know, like everybody was having a hurricane or something, and it wasn't. It was just, like, a pandemic, you know, going around, like, everywhere, you know. It's just, it's crazy. So I tried, you know, to figure, trying to do a podcast, you know. And as my sister said today, you know, I'm a jabberjaw. I love to talk, and might as well, you know, because I wanted to do this, you know, as I want to do it as being a DJ, you know, with music and everything else. But now you got copyrights, and you know, I gotta try to make my own kind of music and all that. You know, I'm still learning, yeah. Hence, I'm doing this on a phone in the car because there's not a lot of I don't know, not a lot of not feedback. I mean, not a lot of backlash. But there is times where I'm sitting out here, I got the light on indoors, and I could have sworn I heard some girl's voice. And it didn't sound like a girl, you know, from, like, outside screaming. It sounded like, you know, like a haunted thing. I don't know. But believe me, I like haunted shit, too. But, you know, shit, I don't like getting scared as it is. So, you know, send me questions. You know, do you want to hear me talk about, you know, anything about myself, my life history? I like long walks on the beach. You know, I drink, like, decaf iced tea. You know, Chinese food is a must. You know, anything. You know, I'm like an open book. I mean, I'll tell you anything that you want to know. Yeah. You know, put the questions out there. Put the questions, like, on Instagram. You know, so you got TattooSquid.podcast and Anchor.fm. Also, if you want to donate, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/TA2SquidPodcast. It would help create more, you know, good content, great content, any content whatsoever, you know, just give me some ideas, you know, or you want to ask questions, or, you know, you want some advice about something. Hey, you know, I'll be Dr. Roof, even though I'm like 6'2" and she's like 4'9". About the below the belt, you know, kind of thing. Yeah, well, let's not get into that. Because that's a subject, I don't know. You know, I can give you my point of view of the subject, but, you know, I'm not going to give you no sex advice, you know, like Dr. Roof. I wonder if Dr. Roof is alive. I don't know. That's a good fucking question, actually. I mean, I'm like, You know, what else is going on in the world? Well, I started 2 weeks already my new position. It's a 7 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon job. Love it. Get out of work. It's like light out. You know, I still could be able to hang out and do stuff. I could sit on the balcony and, you know, sit there, drink coffee, look at the view, you know, watch TV, do stuff in the garage, probably, you know, do a video podcast. You know, and it's good, but this weather, I tell you, it's like it's cold and clammy at times, and I'm like, what the hell? Come on, spring. I mean, it is spring. But, Jesus, you know, come on, warm up a little bit. Mother Nature, man, is like, she's getting hot flashes. Well, and cold flashes. But like I said, have a, you know, great night. I will talk to you again. And actually, what's funny, I got this, I got these notes, and I written them down, and I actually put it on a clipboard because of the whole sense of the football, you know, movie. But let alone, my girlfriend got me this clipboard, 2 years ago for Christmas to help me out with the podcast and use this clipboard for, like, a writing kind of thing. And now I use it because it's about the football movie. Well, I like it. I mean, it keeps everything in check. You know, I got some paper going on here, so I get some ideas, probably. So, everybody out there, stay warm. Bundle up with your significant other. You know, have a great day. You know, it's Friday. Drink responsibly. That means you, Dreppin' Stone and Hops Geek News. There is other people that are doing, you know, some liquidy kind of stuff. Yeah. So I think that's about it for now. I was gonna talk about the Hall of Fame for wrestling, but I went through that and I wanna bore you guys, and not to say I don't think I'm boring you guys as it is. I'm trying to be very upbeat, yeah. Trying to, but you know, there wasn't a lot of stuff going on for the last 2 weeks. Only for, like, work-wise, you know. Other than that, I've been watching, like, movies and shows and, you know, my girlfriend's watching all plant. She loves plants. You know, it's like plants in the room, plants outside. You know, she watches, like, the plant, you know, videos on YouTube. Which, and honestly, I seen some of this stuff. You know, they got one girl on here, which my girlfriend says that she's crazy looking, and you know, she acts crazy. I don't know the name. And honestly, all these, I don't really know the names of. But the fact that there is one that's, like, crazy. And then they got another one that is, you know, like, very serious. You know, I think she's, I'm not sure. She has these two big-ass Newfoundlands. Like, Newfoundland dogs. Which is cool. You know, and it, like, you know, those are, dogs are huge. I wouldn't mind having one, but I don't think he would fit in the fucking car. Probably take up the whole back seat, probably. But, let alone, there is two other people that are doing plants. One goes to people's houses to look at their plant arrangements, who I call the person with no soul. That basically there's one that doesn't have a soul, and then there is a redheaded auburn hair lady we call that is in a certain state I cannot remember, but she has a soul because she's always like giddy and laughing and you know, gives her outlook on stuff. It's pretty cool. I mean, I kind of like it. I mean, I don't watch all of it, but you know, if it's like a good segment, you know, I'll sit there and I'll watch it with my girlfriend. Now she's on, I don't know, she's on, like, some kind of YouTube, there's another woman that goes to people's houses, and they have this, like, menagerie of, like, upkeeps of houses, and really a big size, you know, stuff, I don't know. But thank you for listening. I appreciate everything that everybody's, you know, doing. Like, you know, you follow me, that's great. You know, you I seen that you have that I have like maybe 760 like plays on anchor.fm, which is awesome. You know, I mean, I gotta find out all the other stuff, like, you know, how many downloads I got. If anybody, you know, go to Podchaser, you know, and leave a review, you know, give me a rating, and, you know, if I rate anything from like a 5 and up, that's great, you know, give me a review of what you like, or hell, what you don't like, you know. I'm like, I'll try to do better, and if you like what I'm doing, hey, you know, I'll just keep on doing what I'm doing. I mean, I'm gonna keep on doing what I'm doing anyway, doing this because I love doing this, you know. And hey, you know, if I have to talk to myself, which I'm doing right now, and then, you know, I'll be sending this out there, and then you guys can be listening. You know, so like I said, go to Podchaser, give a review. And also with Podchaser, you give the review of either myself or anybody else on Podchaser. Podchaser will donate money to Meals on Wheels, that will help feed children, feed families that need being fed, that can't afford it. So go to Podchaser, give a review, give ratings, and help feed, you know, because at this, you know, around this time, I'm not going to say around this time, pretty much all year, there is going to be somebody that's going to need food. You know, like, either they lose their job, they don't have their home anymore, they're on the street, you know, kids are getting, you know, not fed. I'm not trying to put, like, you know, an uproar or something like that, but, you know, we need to feed America as it is. And you got Meals on Wheels. Meals on Wheels, will do that. Yeah. So, like I said, follow me on Twitter at Podcast Tattoo Squid. My YouTube, Tattoo Squid Podcast. I got the videos. I got like 30 of them. You know, go to any platform. That you see fit, that whoever goes to what. I don't know. What else is there? That's at anchor.fm, YouTube. I guess that's it, folks. You know, time to go. The party's over. Well, anyway. Hopefully soon I'm going to do stuff like collaborations with other podcasts, familia, which I'm psyched. I mean, I would love to do, you know, probably doing some Zoom sessions, and if they live in Long Island, maybe we could do something together, you know, hopefully. I wonder. I don't know. Anybody that's in the podcast area, you know, live on Long Island, New York. And also, if you have stickers that you want to go and swap, I got stickers. You know, if you got stickers, let's stick them together. That didn't come out right. All right. Well, anyway, let's leave it at that. And see you on the flip side. Talk to you on the flip side. And thanks for listening. I'll try to catch you like either tomorrow or next week, next Friday. That's it. And thanks for listening.